Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustino. With us is Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
All eyes toward New York City as Pope Francis sets to make a visit later in the month, and there are even tickets that are being made available, although I see an article in the paper, somewhat surprising, that there's been a tepid response so far in New York's capital region.
Yeah, you know, one lucky representative from each parish in the Roman Catholic Diocese of Albany will have the opportunity to attend a September 25th Mass led by Pope Francis. And some parishes are determining who that person will be by drawing names. Local parishes got word this weekend that each will be given one ticket to the Madison Square Garden Mass. There are 126 tickets in total. They came to the diocese through the Archdiocese of New York, which is the host diocese for the papal event. The additional 50 tickets will be reserved for teenagers from the Albany Diocese. They also will be chosen by lottery. For parishioners, we talked to a number of churches yesterday. St. Luke's Roman Catholic Church and St. Joseph's Church, both in Schenectady, names are going into a hat. The pastor there, though, predicted response to the drawing won't be overwhelming since the giveaway includes just one ticket. He also speculated that the expected crowds and the difficulties of transportation in New York City will be deterrents. He told us, and we heard from other people as well, that a lot of people said it would be better to watch it on TV rather than go to New York City. Although many people we talked to yesterday did talk about going for the spirit of the moment and saying that they'd like to be in the presence of this charismatic pope. The Mass in New York City is part of the religious leader's first trip to the U.S. since becoming Pope. His appearance will also mark the first papal visit to New York State since 2008, when Pope Benedict held Mass before a crowd of nearly 60,000 at Yankee Stadium. While in New York, the Pope will make appearance at St. Patrick's Cathedral, the UN headquarters, the Ground Zero Memorial, and a school in Harlem. In July, Governor Cuomo issued a warning about ticket fraud, urging people not to respond to any solicitation about purchasing tickets for any of the Pope's scheduled visits in New York City. Those tickets won't be sold and can only be attained through the various archdioceses and their parishes. General public had an opportunity to enter a lottery for tickets to the Pope's September 25th Central Park procession, but registration for that event is closed. Locally, the parishes who are holding the lotteries, I think they expect to get the results of find their lucky winners this weekend.
We've been talking with Judy Patrick. She's the editor of the Daily Gazette. And for more, you can go to dailygazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, thanks.
Thanks, David.